This is a wonderful day of sort of examination of conscience. Both readings are showing us what it means to live the Christian life. Now, the Lord doesn't do this to discourage us. He's not discouraged. He's doing this to put reality in front of us. My gosh, the Trinity dwells in us. Now, shouldn't we be able to live like this? Well, not without His help. I just wish they hadn't given it all like in one day. Too hard to think about. See, Paul, the same thing. Put on as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another if one has a grievance against another. As the Lord has forgiven you, so must you also do. And over all these, put on love. That always intrigues me. Forgive, have compassion, gentleness, you know. Now, start loving. It's amazing. And over all these, put on love. Love is more than all of those. That's amazing. The way we learn that, of course, is from God the Father. We just have to do our best every day, pray to every day, be with Him every day. And little by little, He will show us His face. And then we're won over. And then we understand. We really want to be like the Father. Well, that's divine. Yeah. Isn't that the whole point? We have divine life. And so we have these texts here. This, can you imagine the intensity of our Lord? Whether Luke has gathered up things that he said in many different places, which I think, or whether this came as one sermon like we have it here. It's such an encouragement. You say, oh my gosh, I don't do one of these things. The Lord says, look, I know that. That's why I had it read out. I want you to be holy. And to be holy, you have to live like this. Well, I can't. Of course you can. That's why I've come among you. That's why I feed you with the Eucharist. You've just got to look at your life and say, you know, what can I change today? And tomorrow, what can I change tomorrow? In other words, the Holy Spirit lives in us as a constant movement. I'll give you a tiny example. My computer is a mess, broken down, I don't know, cracked up, whatever, that crashed. And Marty put the thing on all night in order to check it all out, whatever you call that. So when I woke up this morning, of course I'd forgotten about it, I woke up this morning, that sort of funny light comes from computers, you know, in the other room. And I said, boy, I better go out and find out what they found out. And I heard the Lord said, forget it. You've got more important things to do now. You've got to think about the gospel. You've got to pray. I said, okay. Well, that's tiny. But that's the way the Holy Spirit is. You know, just so that when something big comes along, you've been terribly insulted or stolen from, or forgive. Well, we've been practicing on the little ones. So now, in the power of the Holy Spirit, we're ready to take on some of the big ones. How else are we going to let the life of Jesus take over our lives? How else? When I read these things, I said, boy, this is going to be quite a day. You know? All I can say is, since we can't possibly absorb all this, see, where are we? Well, you know where we are. We're in the Sermon on the Mount in Luke. It's chapter 6. Go home and read it. Take it piece by piece. And let the Holy Spirit warm your heart. Oh, gosh, yes. That's the way to live. That's the way to make Christ known. You know? Starts off Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. You know, in our society today, Christians are, you know, spoken of very negatively in many places and insulted. Might happen to you. See, I walk around with a collar. It can happen to me. It does, you know. What do you do then? You pray. You forgive. You got to move. And these are tiny things. An enemy, by theological definition, is somebody who wants to do harm to me. It's not somebody I don't like. You can forget that. That is, you're supposed to, that's adolescent problem. Just get over it, you know. Don't like somebody, well, pray till you do. I mean, that's not a problem. Enemy is somebody who doesn't like me and wants to do me harm. That's an enemy. And it says here, you know, love your enemies. That's the job. But that's why we have divine life. And you say, oh, I'll probably fail in this till the day I die. You probably will. So what? Isn't it worth trying? Isn't it worth trying to be like Jesus? And to forgive? I remember, this comes to me as I'm preaching here. This Muslim boy said to me over in Israel, how can you say God loves you, you Christians? He's crippled you in the real world. I said, what do you mean? He said, he told you you had to love your enemies. He never told us that. I said, well, suppose you really offend me and I forgive you. Will that impact you? He said, oh, yeah. I said, Hassan, who's stronger, you or me? He said, you. I said, so? See, he loves us. Now, we walked away saying, well, now I better do it, you know. But you see, this is such a call to be holy. And as I say, here I am in the business, I don't know, almost 60 years. And the Holy Spirit has to tell me this morning, you got to pray, you know, it's more important than checking your computer. I mean, don't you think I'd learn that by now? So what about these important ones? You see, let's resolve, you know, we're going to turn it up a little bit. We're going to be better. We just can't go on. And you notice a lot of these things, we just don't like something or we're annoyed. It's emotional. Well, for heaven's sakes. We can't live on our emotions. They're all over the place. They're no guide or gauge of reality at all. And so, can you imagine, suppose today, all the Catholics in the world, start with them, then the rest of the Christians, did half of this. The whole world would change. The whole world would be different. Isn't that amazing to think? So our Lord is telling us this. This is not like a high jump bar. You know, if you get over, you're in. If you don't, you're out. No, this is coming from His heart. This is saying, this is the way my heart moves. Be like it. I didn't find it easy at times. I mean, how could He find it easy to forgive those who crucified Him? He doesn't have our problems. But that's a gross injustice. And if you were to ask Him, is what's happening to you just? He'd say no. It's a manifest injustice. He's not dumb. But He lets it go. He forgives. And then at the bottom of the list, I don't know why it takes us so long. Stop judging. And you won't be judged. That's just good business. And yet, we're judging all day long. Assessing people. Not just, that's bad, but assessing people. They're that way, this one's that way. You know? I'm not saying be stupid. I'm just saying, don't assume an eminence and look down on the rest of humanity. because everybody's doing that. And hasn't worked so far. Look at the world. So I think the only thing to do with this is to pick it up and read it yourselves during the day. Really, take time and say, this is a lot. And then say, well, you want it. I want it. The Holy Spirit moving in me wants it. So let's try it. Wouldn't it be great? That reminds me, then I'll stop. But Catherine Doherty, funny remark. She's a great woman. She once said, you know, well, when I die and I see the Lord, I've got to say, no, wait, I tried.